Hey guys, welcome back to A 小君的美剧笔记。老友记里面有一些细节很有趣，就是随着剧情的展开，编剧会把这些细节不断的添加到每一个人物身上 ，to make this character more real, more reasonable， 让这个人物更加的丰满、饱满、真实可信，有血有肉。那比如说我们以前的节目里面就讨论过六个 friends 里面谁是冷场王，谁又是真正的购物狂，然后每个人又都有哪些可爱的小怪癖等等。 Well, today we're gonna reveal the secret of who has the biggest boobs in Friends。 为什么会讨论到这个话题上面，其实是因为大家去滑雪的路上，在加油站休息的时候不小心把车钥匙反锁到车里面了。那这个时候 Joey 就说，哎，没有关系，我会开车锁，我只需要一根铁丝，我就能够撬动整个地球。可是荒郊野岭哪来的铁丝呢？ Joey 就想到了女孩子们的那个 bra 里面就有 underwire。如果你是女生，你又经常去海淘一些内衣品牌，比如说像 Victoria's Secret， 那你一定对 underwire 这个词不陌生。它其实就是指的是女生的那个内衣里面的那个铁丝钢圈。 So it works as the main support of the underwear, and it can also work as the jimmy in some cases. Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y， 这个词指的就是用来撬锁撬门的小铁丝或者小铁棍等等， Jimmy。 而且 Joey 的逻辑非常的合理，他说 Whoever has the biggest boobs here has the biggest bra and therefore has the biggest wire、就看看谁能够为大家贡献出最长的一根铁丝了。 So who has the biggest wire here? Let's listen to the dialogue
Relax, okay? I can get this open. Anybody got a coat hanger?
Oh, I do. Oh, no. Wait a minute. I took it out of my shirt when I put it on this morning.
So if your parents hadn't got divorced, you'd be able to answer a question like a normal person?
Look, I just need a wire something to jimmy it. Oh, hey, one of you guys give me the underwire from your bra.
What?
Come on, who has the biggest boobs? Whoever has the biggest boobs has the biggest bra, therefore has the biggest wire.
No, I'm not going to give you my bra.
If you want to get back in the car, we need that wire. Your call.
Okay, Monica's are the biggest.
These tiny little non-breasts? Please, gotta be Rachel.
Well, no, no, no. Mine are deceptively small. I mean, I actually sometimes stuff my bra.
All right, well, then your bra would still be big.
No, I stuff outside the bra.
Ladies, let's just compromise, okay? Phoebe, Rachel, take off Monica's bra.
刚开始听到 Joey 的提议的时候，几个女孩子的第一反应都是 What? No, I'm not gonna give you my bra. It's expensive. 这个也很对，很贵的，干嘛要拆下来给你？但 Joey 说了一句话，他说If you want to get back in the car, we need the wire. Your call. 好，这里的 call 就是 C-A-L-L, 打电话的那个单词。可是这个地方 your call 不是指的打电话，而是说你们决定吧，你们来 make the decision. 这是个口语里面经常会用到的表达，比如说我们是喝粥还是喝汤好呢？ Shall we eat soup or porridge? Both.Okay for me. You make the call. 我们是去三亚还是去云南？ Are we going to 三亚 or 云南？ I don't care. It's your call. 你决定就好了。然后接下来几个女生就开始互相的把这个烫手山芋扔给对方。包括 Rachel, 她说 Mine are deceptively small.什么意思？ Deceptive 这个单词表示有欺骗性的，比方说从外面看这栋楼很小，但是其实里面空间蛮大的，所以外观是一个错觉，很有欺骗性。 It's pretty deceptive, you know. From the outside, the building looks small, but inside it's actually very big. So it's deceptive. 所以 Rachel 很坚定地表示，我平时看起来身材不错，那是因为我有塞东西啦，都是假象，你们不要相信。那其实最后是 Phoebe 把自己的这个 underwire 拿出来贡献给大家。那如果你们有看过这几个女生的写真的话，你们也会发现其实 Phoebe 身材蛮好的，只是说因为她在 Friends 里面的人设关系把她这个特质完全掩盖掉了。 Alright, 那后来门打开了，可是车子又没有油，他们不得不打电话向 Ross 求助。那 Ross 就开车子开了很远的路跑过来帮他们车子补油加油。可是这个时候有一个问题，就是 Ross 大老远的跑过来，那要不要邀请他一起去滑雪呢？问题是 Rachel 和 Ross 还在冷战期间耶，所以这个事情让好朋友们特别的为难。我们接下来来听听这一段对话。
You guys, what do we do about Ross? He drove all the way up here. What do we do? Just like send him back and then we're gonna go skiing?
Oh, this is horrible. It's just horrible. Hey, listen, you think we should ask Ross to come along?
I know, but what about Rachel? I mean, how are we gonna even ask her?
Ask me what?
If it might be okay if Ross came skiing.
I wasn't gonna. You guys are unbelievable. No, he cannot come.
Excuse me? It's horrible. Oh, please, can't I come to your special magical cabin?
Why would you even want to come, Ross? You're a horrible skier.
Oh, hitting me where it hurts, my ski skills.
Here we go again.
I can't handle this, guys.
You know, I can handle it. Handle's my middle name. Actually, it's the middle part of my first name.
All right, Phoebs. The cab's ready.
All right, let's go.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you speaking to me or sleeping with someone else?
We were on a break.
Okay. You know, Ross, why don't you just put that on your answering machine?
Hey, it's valid, okay? And I'm not the only one who thinks so. Monica agrees with me.
What? I don't know.
That's what you said last night.
What I said was that I understood. Joey is the one who agreed with you.
Okay.
Really, Joey?
What?
You know what? But there is no right or wrong here.
No, I think it's very obvious who's wrong here.
Obviously not to Joey. What?
Yeah, look, we know that this is really, really hard for you guys, okay? You don't have to love each other, okay? You don't even have to like each other much right now, but please, you have to figure out a way to be around each other.
Yeah, and not put us in the middle.
Yeah, otherwise, I mean, that's it for us hanging out together. You know, is that what you want? Can you be civil?
I can.
Okay. Good. All right. Let's get back in the car because it's freezing and my chest is unsupported.
Oh, wait a second. I mean, what are we doing? Who's going with who? Look, you guys should go. No, you know, you planned this all out and I don't want to ruin it, so you guys should just go.
Come on, man, you drove all the way up
here. No, really. I've got to take the car back anyway. I'm spending all day tomorrow with Ben. It's fine, okay? Just go. No guilt, I promise.
Thank you.
这一段里面没有太多的生词，可是有一些还不错的实用的表达。比如说我们经常说，哎呦，你刚才那句话真是戳到我的痛处了耶。这个被戳到痛处，你看在20年前的老友记就已经有类似的表达了。Hitting me where it hurts. Hit, 打击啊，我本来就痛的地方，你然后又来打了我一拳，就更痛了，真是打到我的痛处了。Hitting me where it hurts， 大家不妨以后在口语里面把它用起来。那包括后面 Ross 和 Rachel 又就这个 We were on a break 这件事情又吵起来了。那 Ross 就说了一句，他说 It's valid， 什么意思？ Valid means it is based on truth.Or reason, or it is able to be accepted. 就是说在分手期间，然后我又和其他女孩子在一起，这件事情是合情合理的， 或者说是可以被接受的，不算什么非得被天打雷劈的事情。比如你可以说我的想法也许和你的不一样，但是同样站得住脚，这个站得住脚就可以用 valid. So my way of thinking might be different from yours, but it's equally valid. 啊，没有对和错，没有绝对的对错，每个人的想法其实都站得住脚。It's equally valid. 那你可以说一个 reason 是 valid， 你可以说一个 criticism 对你的评论批评是 valid， 有理有据的。你也可以说一个人的 argument， 这个人提出的观点论据是很 valid。包括后面大家越吵越乱，乱成一锅粥的时候，菲比出来劝大家，他说Can you be civil?Civil, C-I-V-I-L 这个词大家可能以前在一些别的地方见过，它表示文明的就是和野蛮未开化相比较起来，我们是个文明的国家，一个文明的社会。但是它用来形容人的时候， So when you say someone who is civil, it means he or she is polite in a formal wayBut not particularly friendly. 就是说一个人他可能不是算是得上特别的友好，态度上不是特别的热情，但是至少他很客气，比较有礼貌不吵架是最基本的。所以用在这个地方还蛮合适，就是说 Rachel 和 Ross 你们两个能不能不要吵了，就算你们不能够做boyfriends and girlfriends， 甚至不能做普通的 normal friends， It doesn't matter， But can you be civil， 至少你们在一起能不能够平和一点，大家讲讲理。 Civil 这个意思还有一个也蛮常用的表达，你可以说not have a civil word to say about somebody， 什么意思？就是你对于这个人没有任何的好感，说不出任何的好话，就是你完全不喜欢这个人。 To not be able to think of anything good to say about someone， So you can say I don't have a civil word to say about him or say about her。很好用，有没有 ？Alright， 我们今天的节目就是这样了。Yes， I know it's pretty short， but you know what? I knew from the backstage data that most of you never finished listening to the show. Heartbroken， 可能大家也不喜欢节目太长，有没有？所以今天的节目就是这样咯。You've been listening to A 小军的美剧笔记，下期再见，拜拜。